Dashy, hurry, or we'll miss the 8:15 trolley.
I'm coming, Manny. I'm coming. But these books are so heavy.
Wait, Mr. Trolley Driver. My brother's almost here. Please, wait.
Come along, Reg. I'll hold the door open only a few more seconds.
Hurry, Dashy.
Just put it in the box and take a seat.
Uh-oh. Mr. Trolley Man Car Driver, I think I forgot my nickel at home. If I run back for it, it'll only take about 10 minutes. Could you maybe wait?
Wait? Are you joshing me? I've got no time for shenanigans. If you haven't got the nickel fare, then off you go!
Oh, please, please, Mr. Trolley Car Personality. If I'm late for yeshiva, I'll spend the rest of the day in the office writing a 10-page composition about why I love school.
I don't care if you're late for a meeting with a mayor. Now get off the trolley car before I...
It's all right, driver. I'll pay for the boy. Here we go.
Well, blow me down. Mr. Mayor, what are you doing on this trolley?
Just doing a little inspecting. Checking the cars, checking the wheels. You know, looking around. Where are you boys headed anyway?
To Rabbi Jacob Joseph Yeshiva. That's a yeshiva school on Henry Street.
Ah, yes. And a good school it is. I know it well. Go ahead, driver. Start a rolling.
Yes, sir. Next stop, Henry Street.
Thanks for the nickel, sir. Who are you?
People around here call me Mr. Mayor.
Oh, I've got a mayor in my class, too.
Do you now?
Sure. Mayor Lincolnstrasser from Rivington Street.
I see what you mean.
Don't you know who this is? It's the mayor of New York City, Fiorella LaGuardia.
Mayor Figarelli La Gardinos? That's a funny name.
Isn't it now? Wait till the crew in the city hall hears about this. They'll get a kick out of this.
All right, lads. This should be your stop now.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye, boys. And don't forget to study well. And shalom.
Zadie? Were you a good student?
Well, was I a what? Was I a good what?
You know, a good student in school.
Well, in school, that's a very good question, Elliot. Well, I guess I was pretty good in Chumash and Rashi. But in geography, oh, that sometimes drove me insane.
Heschel? Heschel Himmelstein, are you paying undivided attention?
I think so, Mrs. Zamberg.
Well, then tell us the name of a southern state beginning with the letter V.
Williamsburg?
I will have none of this gregarious laughter in this class. Heschel, please write Virginia 25 times.
Yes, Mrs.
Did you ever go shopping in the supermarket, Zadie?
Yeah, supermarket. We had no supermarkets when I was a boy. On Wednesday, Mama would take us to the fish market to buy a big live fish, which she brought home in a metal pail.
in the love. Please, move back. I don't want you should fall in. Hello, Antonio. Could you take me out a fish? I've got a nice one.
Mr. Himmelstein, for you I take out the most beautiful, fat, juicy fish you ever tasted. This one right here. I pull him out with my net. Here she go. Will you look at this big boy? He tell me this morning he wants to go home with Mrs. Himmelstein for Shabbos. Now isn't that nice?
He did?
You bet your life he did.
And you can talk to a fish?
What do you think? Of course I talk to the fish. If I stay in this place much longer, I'm going to start looking like a fish. Now, Mrs. Himmelstein, what's it going to be? You're going to take this bambino?
No, Antonio. This one looks like he could use a good doctor. I'll take this one here. He looks nice and healthy.
Okay, Mrs. Himmelstein. Whatever you say. Here she goes, huh?
But, Mama, the first one said he wanted to go home with us.
Oh, really? And since when do I take orders from a fish? Antonio, please, weigh it and tell me how much it is. But this time, give me a good price. Not like last week when I sent my husband who knows from nothing. And you really took him for a ride.
I charge you because I like your family, Mr. Himmelstein. I charge you just 85 cents.
Oh, that's so overpriced. It's a shanta. Ridiculous. Here, take 75 and be happy.
Be happy? How could I be happy if I don't make no money, Mrs. Himmelstein?
All right. 76, but not another word.
Okay, okay, Mrs. Himmelstein. But then you send me back a nice piece of yogurt filled fish, and then we got a deal.
Oy, Antonio, us the chagoyisha cup and a yiddisha appetite. All right, you'll get your piece of gefilte fish, Antonio.
And don't forget the horse riders, you Miss Himmelstein. Hey, Luigi, put this fish in Miss Himmelstein's pail and put some water on top of it. Sure thing, boss. Here she go. Oh, no, boss. The fish, she jumped out of the pail. She fell on the floor. I'm missing the pail. Boss, what am I going to do? Boss, the fish, she jumped around.
What? My fish?
Bring it back to
where you're going. Where's
it
going? My fish.
Your mama, me. Luigi, what's the matter with you? Where's your sejo? You got a finger like a spaghetti. Come on, get another fish. I'm sorry, boss. He jumped away. I tried to get a fish. Go, come here. Come to mama. Come to papa fish. Come on, baby.
My fish.
Move again. Get to the net. My fish.
Come on, my fish.
Get another fish. He's going out of the door in the street.
Oh, come on.
You're crazy. Mama, my fish.
My fish.
Did you ever get the fish home, Zadie?
Yes, we finally did manage to get it into the pail and lug it the 3 blocks to my house and up the 4 flights of stairs.
But where did you put it once you brought it home?
Where we put it? In the bathtub, of course.
In the bathtub?
Well, where else? The fish didn't seem to mind. At least he never complained. We kids watched our pet fishler swim around and around till Mama chased us off to bed.
Let's go right now to sleep. Come on.
Oh, please.
Now, quick.
Please. But Zadie, did everyone have fishes in their bathtub?
No, not everyone. My uncle Isidore from the Bronx didn't know anything about it till he came to visit us for a few days. But he sure found out the hard way.
Zadie? Your uncle Isidore?
No. His Hebrew name was Yitzchok Isaac Meshulam Vinchel Ben Zusha Harendel Ber HaKoyen Himmelstein. but we called him Uncle Isidore.
Where are you going, Uncle Isidore?
I'm going to take a bath. Good for the spirit, you know.
I don't think Wednesday night is a good time to take a bath, Uncle Isidore.
Nonsense, my boy. It's always a good time for a bath. Wednesday night, Tuesday, anytime you feel like it. I can hear the water running in the tub. Your mother must have gotten it ready for me. Oh, la la la, ha la la, ta la la, ta la la, la la la, la la la, la.
I really don't think Wednesday night is a good night for a bath, Uncle Isidore.
Ridiculous. La, la, la. Help! Help! Oh, help! A monster! A monster! Help! Save me! Save me! A monster!
Isidore! Isidore, what happened?
What happened in the bathtub? Zelda, it's a monster! A monster! He bit off my foot. He bit off my leg. Lock the door. Don't let him out. It's a monster. I tell you, a monster.
Isidore, Isidore. That's my cop for gefilte fish. Why didn't you ask me first?
Zelda, Zelda, that's no cop. It's a sea serpent, I tell you. It's a monster. A monster. I felt his teeth biting off my leg. I felt his teeth biting off my foot. He's a real man-eater. He's a carnivorous flesh-eater. It's a monster, I tell you.
Please, Isidore, please. Isidore, your leg is fine. Better go in the kitchen. Take a hot tea with milk. I'll put the sea serpent back in the pail so you can take a bath. You'll find a bottle of milk in the icebox and water boiling in the old chinic on the stove.
I told you Wednesday night is not a good night for a bath, Uncle Isidore.
Heshy!
I'm sorry, Mama.
When we came home from school the next day, we were very disappointed.
Mama! Mama, where's our fish? The bathtub is empty.
He's right now, Götze Duncan, cooking quite comfortably inside this pot on the oven in the form of gefilte fish.
Already? Mama, you still wanted to play with him.
And since when were fish put into this world to play with? Fish were put into this world to grind up with onions, to mix with eggs, to combine with matzo meal, to add a little sugar, to sprinkle with salt and pepper, to shape into loaves, and to cook all day in a big pot with 5 carrots and 2 potatoes. That is why fish were put into this world, and not to play with in the bathtub.
Yes, Mama.
And children, do you know why little boys were put into this world?
Why, Mama?
So their mama could give them a kiss when they come home from school and serve them fresh cookies and milk.
Oh, Mama, that's a good reason.
And to make sure they do their homework.
Ooh.